The ministry, on its own hand, and in cooperation with its foreign partners and international organizations, attaches great importance to the improvement of the conditions for detention of persons at the police stations, especially for the purpose of respecting international standards in this area. In this regard, in the past 4 years, we have renovated almost all facilities for detention of persons by purchasing the required furniture and CCTV equipment. We have also ensured the right to lawyers and the right to health care. Police officers act upon process these persons under the law, and we have a special operative procedure since 2018. But in 2023, the minister adopted a code for interviewing persons for taking statements, which is with the full support of the Council of Europe and from the Committee for the Prevention of Torture, which prevents any type of torture and inhumane treatment in facilities for detention of persons or at police facilities for interviews with citizens for the purpose of taking statements. When we are talking about the application or the fear for over for the use of police of force, the internal control of the Ministry of the Interior is responsible for this, which monitors and follows the actions of the police officers within its competences and makes recommendations for disciplinary actions. We should also mention the prevention. That is, we are taking a large number of trainings on police officers in the field of respecting the fundamental human rights in policing and in all other areas in the policing. And I would also answer another recommendation that we have trainings in the part of gender responsible policing, providing gender sensitive services, especially to victims of domestic violence, actions against hate crime, domestic violence, mobbing, and many other trainings, which are conducted within the Ministry of the Interior. Concerning the recommendations which were made and the questions concerning the asylum, migrants, and human trafficking, the law on international and temporary protection was adopted in 2018. It is fully aligned with the European directives. In this regard, on asylum is fully... Should I... Stop. The law ensures free legal assistance in the primary and in the secondary procedure. Assistance is provided by NGOs. To free movement of asylum seekers is reduced to the minimum, and in exceptional cases, in the best interest for the person. It is important to note that in the last report of the Ombudsman, we have a positive grade in the Center for Foreigners. We should also pay attention to the reintegration of the migrants and the refugees from other countries, especially in the countries Morocco, Pakistan, Nepal, and the others. The Ministry of the Interior offers assistance, and in the last year, nine persons were returned to the country of origin. The ministry also pays attention, and the government pays attention by establishing a national commission against human corruption and a national strategy, which is this is the fifth such national strategy. There are five other mobile teams which are working on the field to suppress the human trafficking, and we are fully paying attention to this segment. And in the interest of time, that is all for me. I will leave time to the others. Thank you.
Short intervention. Invite again. Mabera Cambeira, Head of Department of Ministry of Labour and Social Policy, extremely briefly.
Yes, thank you. About your recommendation for participation of Roma girls in the educational system, I would like to mention that participation of